It's Drive 3-6 on Impact 103. Thank you so much for choosing us on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon. We're making our way towards 5 o'clock, meaning it's time for us to get into our legal feature that is brought to you by McRobert Attorneys. Whether it's your first will or an update, McRobert Attorneys offers free drafting and safekeeping all year round. To find out more, contact them on WhatsApp at 078-099-1680 or email wills@mcrobert.co.za. McRobert Attorneys, protecting your legacy. And we've been having quite the journey over the last couple of weeks, and we've now made it to week number 4. And we're talking about something that I think a lot of us don't often consider and imagine what that looks like. So someone passes away. The question becomes, what happens next? From the legal stuff to family dynamics, winding up a deceased estate, all of these things can be overwhelming. And that's why this afternoon we're breaking it all down to make it make sense to you and I. And we're joined again by Anlie van Grinnen from McRobert Attorneys to make it all make sense and know exactly what to expect and what to prepare for. Anlie, welcome back. Thank you for having us. Well, thank you for joining us, actually.
It's a privilege. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I think almost maybe the me saying thank you for having us, because it feels like we're all sitting in your class as you're teaching us this part of life that we don't always know how to prepare for. So let's maybe start with understanding what a deceased estate actually is, because I think everything kind of stems from that.
Yes, definitely. Now, a deceased estate includes everything a person owned at the time of his death. For instance, property, bank accounts, debts, cars, personal belongings. Now, when someone dies, their estate must go through a legal process called the estate administration. Now, this process is handled by executor, who is responsible for collecting the assets, paying off debts, and distributing the remaining assets to the heirs or beneficiaries. Now, if there's a will, it guides this process. If not, the law steps in under the Interstate Succession Act. So that is why always you will hear, even with all the conversations we have, I always talk about the executor of the estate. So it's very important because that person runs the whole process.
I was about to ask, is that the person who handles the estate and making sure that everything runs smoothly? And then maybe the question of, is that where the lawyer, the professional kind of comes in?
Yes, definitely. Now, the person who manages the estate is called the executor, as we said, either named in the will or appointed by the Master of the High Court. Now, if the estate is worth less than 250,000 rand, it might be handled as a small estate, and which is simpler and doesn't always require the assistance of an attorney or any other professional. But if the estate is worth more than 250,000 or more complex or involves property, bank accounts, investments, it is wise to get a legal professional or legal help. And now it can be time consuming, and mistakes could delay the process, or it can even lead to penalties. So yes, it's very important for the bigger estates to have legal professional help.
Yeah. I often have conversations with people talking about the winding up of an estate. And one of the things that always comes up often is how long it takes to wind up an estate, from months to years, some even possibly 10 years. How long does it usually take? And then for those that take long, what could be the cause of that delay that an estate could take so long?
Yes, everybody asks this. It's quite controversial because there is people that come with problems with estates that, you know, they tell me it takes 4 or 5 years and it's still not resolved. Now, it depends. A straightforward estate can take between 6 to 12 months to finalize. But the more complex ones, this is now ones maybe with property, businesses, or disputes, it can take up to 2 years or even longer, you know, because if this dispute isn't resolved, then you're stuck. Now, delays often occur due to missing documents as well, unpaid taxes, family disagreements, or if the estate wasn't properly planned. Now, that's why having a clear, updated will and choosing an a capable executive is so important. Yeah. You will say, I say it over and over again.
I was about to say that this is just feeling like a refresher of it all coming together of everything that you've already mentioned to this point. Okay, so now let's go back to the picture. Someone has just passed away. It's a question of what happens next. Are there certain documents that families or whoever it is who's going to be doing the runaround just for those few days leading up to the executor or whatever it may be, are there certain documents that they need when reporting a deceased estate or to kickstart everything?
Yes. When someone passes away, the estate must be reported to the Master of the High Court. Now, to do this, you will certainly need the following documents: a certified copy of the death certificate, the original will, if there is a will, a list of assets and liabilities, details of the next of kin, and also a completed death notice form. Now, if the estate is valued under 250,000, it may qualify for simplified procedures, but the same documents are still needed to get the process started. So this is the basic first documents that you need.
Yeah. And I mean, this is becoming becomes a leading path and a pathway towards knowing that, okay, that the ball's going to start rolling in terms of the executor comes in and starting to wind up all these different elements that you spoke about that happened during this time. But while we speak about the delays, one of the things that you said could be a cause of the delays, it could be maybe not the right documentation, et cetera, but you also included family disputes. And we all kind of hope that it doesn't happen. But should it happen, what happens if there is no quorum between the family in terms of what happens next?
Unfortunately, it happens in the best of families, even if where you never expect it. So disputes are unfortunately very common, especially if there's no will or if someone feels unfairly treated. Now, in these cases, the Master of the High Court might intervene, or an heir may bring an application and request the High Court to determine the matter. An executor may need legal help to resolve this, because then it gets very intricate. Now, these disputes can delay the estate for months or even years and years. That's why open communication before your death is very important, and a well-drafted will is the key to avoiding unnecessary conflict.
Yeah. I mean, you're speaking about open conversation before, which I think is the type of conversation that a lot of us aren't keen to have. We're kind of running in the opposite direction of having that conversation. And I think what you're saying is so true. Well, Andy, this has been yet again so insightful in realizing that there's so much that happens before we have this deceased estate wounding up. First, to know what it is, but also to make the right steps to ensure that it lands together, it's round up really well, and all the beneficiaries that you hope will receive whatever you leave for them actually get it, and family can be able to move on. So thank you so much for your insights. This has been very insightful.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Man, what an insightful conversation. You know, when we think about planning ahead, we often at times just think about finances, but it seems planning ahead at this point in time, it speaks about protecting your family from all that stress, from all that conflict, and especially all those painful delays. If you had to wait, you will know exactly what you're talking about. Well, my graduate attorneys are here to walk that journey with you. So when the time comes, your legacy speaks clearly and your family is definitely cared for. So if you want to get more details on this, why don't you send us a message on the WhatsApp line of the word estate. We'll be sure to send you all the details of McRobert Attorneys. On that note, this legal feature was brought to you by McRobert Attorneys. Whether it's your first will or an update, McRobert Attorneys offers free drafting and safekeeping all year round. To find out more, give them a WhatsApp on 078-099-1680 or email wills@mcrobert.co.za. McRobert Attorneys, protecting your legacy.